and get the word to say about the next chapter.
Yeah.
I can see your chapter right now, and your book has a gold lining around it. And every time you flip the pages, gold sprinkles off of it. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is increasing your spiritual bents right now. You've decided to sharpen up on everything you know to do in the spirit realm and in your job, your serving and everything. You're sharpening up on that right now. The Lord says, well done, good and faithful servant. Just go as high as you can go, putting forth the best effort you can put forth, because it's going to be mighty in the earth. And there is a day when you will go to your hometown and preach the gospel in a meeting, and 2,000 people will come to that meeting and their lives will be changed. And you'll probably have to drive back down there several times after that. Jesus' name. But you're not leaving me. You got that? But I'm telling you. Gonna stand before many, the both of you. You're going to raise the dead. Thank you, Jesus. You could, if you put your faith on it right now, within 9 months, you could have $1 million in the bank. You're like, well, I don't know. Well, why? Why? Get a goal, church. What am I going to do with it? Ask God. There's someone here right now, and you think that the reaping tool would have to swing real low to get somebody you know to come in. The Lord said, all it's going to take is a hiss, and they're going to come in. It's just going to take a hiss, and they're going to come in. They're going to come. All it's going to take is for you to hear what to say. And then when you say it, they will break through and come in. Once you get that word, then keep saying, Lord, you said this, so they're coming in. Lord, you said this, so they're coming. Just keep saying it. Just keep doing it, and they'll come in.
I will go
to any length to bring you to what belongs to you in my grace realm. You have a brother that will be closer than any blood kin that you've ever had. And you are going to connect soon. I'm going to give you a strength. I'm going to give you a strength beyond what you've seen. I'm going to give you time. You've had a lot of redemption lately, but it's going to keep coming. It's going to keep coming in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. This has come to me three times now. I got to say it. You were made to live from royalties. You know, checks in the mail. There's some bents in you, some anointings in you, some talents in you that can bring forth much. It can bring forth much. Once sent out, coming back to you, royalties. Put your faith out there for that. You were meant to live off royalties. And in your next chapters, you will see that increase. Believe me for miracles now. Believe me for miracles to move forward in this. It's time for a different level of living for the both of you. For the both of you. And it's kind of been like, well, how and what? Well, the season's going to change. And as it changes, you're going to step into the new clothes. You're going to dress for the season. And you're just going to put it right out of the realm, the both of you. There is our significant finances for you. It'll never be hard again in Jesus' name. Never. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I saw you writing people cards, like, you know, like the Hallmark card. I saw you writing encouragement cards and sending them out to people. But there's an anointing on it. It's going to change people's lives. Start with 5 cards. Write them out, mail them to people. You're going to see results in Jesus' name. This is not a little thing. No, it's not a little thing. It turned in more than you think. Thank you, Jesus. Dreams come true. Dreams come true. Dreams come true. I'm right with you. You are my bride, saith the Lord. And I'm right with you. And I will take care of you in great measure. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I see favor on your life. You have great favor on your life. Your doors will open for you easily. Easily doors are opening for you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's a level of grace and anointing to step off into. It's an escalator. It's like an escalator. It'll take you faster than you thought you could move on things. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. Do you have a brother?
I do.
Where is he?
Austin.
Well, he's going to come into something great. He's going to come into the things of God. There's going to be an anointing, a breakthrough on his life. He's going to break through like nobody's business. He's going to have an experience in the night and come and say, I hear these words. You were right. You were right. You were right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I am a keeper of covenant. I'm a keeper of covenant, saith the Lord. Lean on me. You will not fail at anything, anywhere, any way in what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus. And you're going to write a song. You're going to write a song that's going to come up in this season. It's a glory song. You're going to write a song. You're going to start playing things on the keys that are sounds from heaven. Put some effort into it because it's going to happen to you. And the song, and they'll say, we're going to sing some Bethel songs. We're going to sing some victory songs. Amen. Jesus' name. You hear me? They're going to sing some victory songs. Focus on the blessing, the blessing. The blessing is on you. It's working. It's flowing in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. It's flowing on you. 3 changes coming to you. Bam, bam, bam. You're going to go right through them in Jesus' name. It's going to be good in the name of Jesus. I hear that there is precious reserve. That's the term I hear. Precious reserve. Come up and get it. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. There's a new assignment. There's a new assignment. Within the next 7 days, you'll know what it is. You're going to move into it. You're going to move into the assignment. And there's a grace to do it. And the Lord says, you're packing. You have what it takes to do it now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Bo, he's baptized in the Holy Ghost very young. And he'll start moving in prophetic things very young. All 3 children will, but he's going to carry something very powerful. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Put it in your heart and speak it out your mouth. And boom, 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 boom. You'll watch it come to pass. You're going to watch it come to pass. You're a prayer. You're a prayer and called to pray. And you're called to pray for this house. and you're called to pray for this ministry, and you're certainly called to pray for your lives, but you're called to pray for this area, and there'll be a breakthrough because of words that you said. You're going to lead some prayer walks in this area. It's going to come the time when we're going to go in teams, and you're going to be one of the persons that'll lead prayer walks in this area. Jesus' name. My prayer mentor, Lynn Hammond, said, sometimes you got to go there and pray there. She says, I know that there's no sometimes you got to go there and pray there. I believe that.